proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
We're reading from part two of selected excerpts from How to Win the Jews by Jacob Gardenhouse. We have the answer. The solution is, of course, in Him who is the way, the only way, John 14:1-3. And this, my dear reader, is your task, to tell them of the way, tell them of their Redeemer, tell them their Redeemer liveth, tell them that He is come, tell them that He is ready to come to them. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Tell them of the Prince of Peace, who alone can grant them the peace of mind and heart which they so badly need. You do not really have to know exactly to which group or party the Jew whom you intended to approach belongs, because he does not really belong to any party or group with his heart and mind. His attachments, whether religious, social, or political, are only superficial, only a matter of expediency, adaptable to circumstances. A few suggestions. Here are a few suggestions which workers among the Jews may find helpful. When you meet a Jew in the street, in a car, in a place of business, in his home or anywhere else, do not start at once a religious discussion. Talk with him about the weather or current events, and when you gain his confidence, and you soon will gain it, you can then tactfully change the subject to religion. You may take it for granted that in every Jew's heart there is a spark of religion, even if he denies it, and you will not be far from the mark. Just ask him whether he has ever thought of such questions as, why has the Messiah waited so long? Why all the suffering the Jewish people have had to endure? Could it not be because they have rejected their King, Jesus Christ? The first stage in anyone's conversion is the conviction of sin. It's not easy to make a Jew confess that he is a sinner. You may quote passages from his own Old Testament, such as Leviticus 17:11, Psalm 14:2-3, etc. Recall to him that Jewish prayers, especially to those on the holy days, are confessions of sin individually and nationally. Remind your Jewish friend that the main part of temple worship was sacrificial offerings for sin, individual and national. Then tell him the purpose for which Messiah died. Read to him Isaiah 53. Many Jewish people have been reached through it. Genuine love conquers. 1. In dealing with the Jew, you must have well in mind the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Love is a language which all can understand. The Jew, who has been hated by many Gentiles, craves love. What you need in order to win the Jewish heart is love and more love, and more patience and more perseverance. It pays off in the end. 2. Learn as much as possible about his history, his laws, his customs, his likes and dislikes, and act accordingly. When quoting the scriptures, quote mostly from the Old Testament. Christ, in Hebrew, means Mashiach, Messiah. Use the Jewish term, for he avoids the word Christ because of the anti-Semitic association, especially in Europe. 3. The Jew likes to be commended, but remember that the keen Jewish person will recognize and appreciate your sincerity. Be careful not to seem insincere. He can spot a phony. 4. Exalt the Bible as a Jewish book. Urge your Jewish friend to search his own scriptures. As a rule, the modern Jewish home does not own a Bible, not even the Old Testament. Some Jews have the Pentateuch, what they call the Torah, but many have not even that. So try to secure a copy for him. He will appreciate it. We will continue our reading of How to Win the Jews on our next broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.